Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're going to begin the school session today by testing your knowledge. I've got a question, and the question comes in the form of a fill in the blank. It's a word that is often not looked or given proper attention in a particular passage. I want to read that word to you. And then I want to read the passage to you. I'll leave that word out and see if you can tell what that word is. Now, then you'll have two possible right answers, depending on whether you're remembering what you read from the King James Version or what I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. But either answer will be acceptable. Now, here is the fill-in-the-blank question. It says, as many as received him, to them gave he the blank to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now those who receive him, and that those that believe on him, they have the blank to become children of God. Okay, you might want to look this up. It's John 1 and verse 12. And we'll read that with the missing word in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, let's look at the text. I'm going to begin reading in John chapter 1 and verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's the American Standard Version. You'll see in the King James Version where it says he gave them the power to become the children of God. Think about that. The power to become. Those who believe him, receiving him, that is, they who have faith, have the power to become children of God. It doesn't say that because of their faith they are the children of God, but that they have the right or the power to become children of God. You know, the New Testament does not say we're saved by faith only. Only that faith gives us the power to become children of God, or the right to become children of God. Those having faith must become children of God. And we become children of God when we obey our Lord Jesus Christ, putting him on as baptism. We arise up out of that water, no longer a child of the devil, but now a child of God. You see why that word receives little attention? It should receive much more word than it does, shouldn't it? I'm going to turn to Elam's notes on this, where these are Sunday school lessons he wrote for the Sunday schools of January the 3rd, 1926. And in this lesson, he has a section called, What is it to receive Christ? We read in John 1 in verse 11, He came into his own. When did he come into his own? When he came in the flesh to the Jewish race and himself, and through the apostles preached to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. His own, the Jewish race, received him not, but in every way rejected him and finally crucified him. But as many as received him, verse 12, he gave the right to become children of God. While the Jewish race as a whole rejected him, some received him as the Messiah, and to all such he gave the right to become the children of God. The Jews prided themselves on being descendants of Abraham. John the Baptist told them they could claim no right and privileges in Christ's spiritual kingdom on that account. Matthew 3:7-10. Becoming a child of God is a personal and individual matter of one's own faith in Jesus. Hence, this right is bestowed on those only who receive Jesus as the Christ. The way in which Christ is to be received is stated as follows. To them that believe on his name. To believe on Jesus is to accept him as the Messiah, and it means to obey him. Hebrews 5:9, he's the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. And to receive his teachings is to receive him. To reject his teachings is to reject him. Someone saying, I want Christ, but I don't want his teachings, does not want Christ. They do not want the Christ of the Bible. They want the Christ of their own imaginations. But with Christ comes all that he taught. And you cannot separate those things. We read in John 1:13, those who are born of God become children of God. Being born of blood are the marginal readings of bloods, and that would maybe perhaps be referring to any race, or of the will of the flesh, now that's the natural or fleshly birth, or of the will of man, well, that might be reference to an adoption, but these all have to do with worldly things. And that has nothing to do with making people children of God or bestowing on them any rights or privileges in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus also makes this plain to Nicodemus in John 3, where he says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we'll be looking at that in a future lesson. Now we read that the Word became flesh. And I want to read John 1:14-18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and crieth, saying, this was he of whom I said, he that cometh after me is come before me, and he was before me. For of his fullness we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The Word became flesh. This was done when Jesus was born of Mary, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. At the time John wrote, there were many deceivers or infidels. They that confess not Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist, 2 John 7. To counteract their influence, John makes this statement. Dwell with us, dwell among us. That is, so long as Jesus remained on earth, he dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. John says this is proof of the above statement. We knew whereof he wrote. So he says, that which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, that which we have seen with our eyes, that which we beheld, and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And then there's the following verses in 1 John 1:1-4. The glory of Christ was that of being the only begotten from the Father. John, with the other apostles, saw Christ godlike and wonderful life. But he, James, and Peter saw also the transfiguration of Christ. No other being on earth or in heaven is the only begotten from the Father, and no one is the Son of God as is Jesus of Nazareth. He was full of grace and truth. The mission of Jesus was one of grace, and he is the embodiment of truth, so much so that he is called the truth, John 14 and verse 6. John the Baptist was sent to bear witness of Jesus. This verse states that he did it and how he did it. He crieth, saying, he spoke to the people and testified in clear and plain terms. As we have seen, the Word existed before John. Jesus says, before Abraham was born, I am, John 8:58. He that cometh after me is come before me. Means that while the ministry of Jesus followed that of John the Baptist, Jesus had become first in regard to John. So John said, he must increase, and I must decrease, John 3 and verse 30. Referring to the statement in John 1:14 and to the testimony of John the Baptist, John now says, for of his fullness we all received. Jesus was full of grace and truth, and the apostles and the disciples of Christ received of this grace and truth, and grace for grace, which is favor upon favor. For the law was given through Moses. On account of human weakness, the law made nothing perfect. And the grace and truth here are placed in contrast with the law of Moses and embrace all the benefits and blessings which come through Jesus. Paul frequently contrasts the law of Moses and the system of grace and truth by which we are saved through Christ. No man hath seen God at any time, that is, with his natural eyes, but the Word made flesh, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, hath declared him. Jesus said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and I am in the Father, and the Father in me. John 14:9 and 10. Christ reveals God to the world. He is the effulgence of God's glory in the very image of his substance. Hebrews 1 and verse 3. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2 and verse 9. In the bosom of the Father shows the dear and close relationship the Son now sustains to God. And now we want to read about five men who believed on Jesus. They really don't have time for this reading. We're going to do this in our next class. It's going to be John chapter 1, verses 19 through 51. I'll go ahead and let you know that the golden text for this lesson is going to be, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The place is going to be Beth Araba or Bethany. Now that's not the Bethany of the Mount of Olives, but a village whose site is now unknown. In the place beyond the Jordan on the east bank where John was baptizing. It'll be a lesson about Jesus, John, Andrew, Philip, and Nathanael. And so John 1, verses 19 through 34 is going to be read. We're going to look actually at the whole thing. John chapter 1, verses 19 through 51. This is all a part of an extended study of Jesus the Christ from the book of John, and it is good that we study Christ. You know, when you drive down the road and you see a sign that says Church of Christ, and you see a little building behind that sign, you should expect, when you go in that building, to hear about Christ. We'll be teaching Christ and the Word of Christ and the Old Testament that testified of Him. And all of the teaching will be centered on this Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Visit, as you have opportunity, the services of the Church of Christ and learn about this great person, this God that became flesh and provided for us a way for us to be with Him.